is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's start crossing out withdrawal symptoms.
Positive test means she tried it once. Doesn't mean she's an addict. She's only 15.
There's no age limit on addiction.
He's right.
She's never menstruated. Sounds like a symptom of drug addiction to me.
Or bulimia, or her age. Some girls don't start till their mid to late teens.
Evidence to the contrary. The rounded hips. Perfectly sculpted, bountiful breasts.
Implants. I've seen some of her photos. They've grown dramatically since last summer.
Symptomatic of turning 14. 2 clinic hours says that those love apples are handcrafted by God.
Oh, I thought you didn't believe in God.
I do now.
He does now.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Uh-huh. They got her now? This is a good moment for our show. From House, Lisa Edelstein, who plays Cuddy.
Dr. Cuddy.
Dr. Cuddy.
Oh, hello. So right. Nice to have you on the show, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Thanks. How are you?
Hey, there you go.
Oh, we're fantastic.
Yeah. Hello, Lisa.
We all love your show.
We're big fans of the Greg House show.
Nice.
Big fans of yours, incidentally. Most people on that show, frankly, are indispensable. It's you and Gregory House, and beyond that, everybody is irreplaceable.
Is replaceable. Yes.
Excuse me. You are irreplaceable.
Dr. Cuddy, irreplaceable.
You.
Right.
You are.
That's very nice. Thank you.
You are so good on that show. When did, in your mind, did the show House turn the corner and become the big effing hit that it is?
Well, I think the minute American Idol started as our lead-in, we got to be seen by so many more eyes that the momentum started to build there. We already had some really loyal fans, but just not a lot of them. And then people started to watch it, and then the rerun started. It's been very interesting. It's really unusual for a show to grow in the way we did. I think Seinfeld did that, which is a nice comparison. But their first 2 years, even, they were kind of off the map.
You know, whenever you've got actors that are playing these roles, I always am curious to you know, how much research is done and how closely, you know, it mirrors reality. Because you see a unit like that, I would assume that there are many hospitals across the country where you do have units like that that specialize in these infectious diseases. Did you do a lot of research, or did any of the cast, as far as trying to figure out, you know, how these people operate, and are they indeed as quirky as they're portrayed on TV?
Well, I've been playing doctor for most of my life.
Right. on TV.
Right.
Right.
But anyway, you know, not really, because, you know, I don't even think that a diagnostician is a real type of doctor.
Okay, see, yeah. I wanted to know that, because you guys do a good job.
And isn't that also really...
real that we use, but there's a little bit of a stretch of imagination in order to make the hospital, the function of what we have in the hospital, real.
It's, yeah, Lisa, quite. If I could follow up on that, and we've already said we're huge fans of the show, love it since, well, we love it since everybody else loved it,
mm-hmm.
to be honest with you. But where do I find a hospital that has such fancy accoutrements that looks like a 4-star hotel where everybody's got big glass doors and satellite radio? I noticed that Greg House has got a satellite. That's what a fanatic I am. It's like I'm watching the show. I go, oh, hey, look at the guy from Stuart Little's got a satellite radio in his office. Cool. And Andy, what was I saying?
You were just talking about the reality. We're talking about the reality of the show.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Where do you really find a hospital like that? Nowhere, right?
No, I don't think that's true. I think there are some very, very pricey hospitals and some pretty fancy places to stay in hospitals. But and we have some good equipment, certainly, at our hospital. We seem to have everything we need. But I don't think that that's unusual, actually.
It must be fun for your character because, you know, you say you have played doctors, and I know you've played doctors before on TV, but you're not burdened with a lot of the jargon with your particular character.
The jargon is really, those medical terms were just not written. They were not created to be said in a sentence.
And that's it. And, the other actors have to do an awful lot of that. You really have to spar with the, with the good doctor every week, right?
I get the fun sparring dialogue. It's true.
And is this going to...
Every once in a while, I have to say something annoying, like anamrenone can cause arrhythmia and thrombocytopenia.
Wow. How long did it take to get that one? You got that? You still remember that one?
I have it now. But I didn't have it when I had to shoot that scene.
That's great.
Lisa, I think everyone knows it ruins a great show, like on Moonlighting when they finally got together. But do you ever see the time when your character and House get together and we get that scene that we've been waiting for with him rolling off? He's on top of you and he rolls off and just starts popping pain pills and you lay there and you
maybe light. Maybe she stops popping.
Either way, whatever the position is.
It would be interesting as an actor for that to happen. I don't know how well it would work for the show unless it failed miserably. Now we know that they've slept together before, so that's kind of fun.
Oh, that's right. They do have the history.
What I was alluding to, though, was not that they would have your characters would have a happy ending.
That one scene. You want that one hot scene.
That one time, because there is that. Even though your characters had the thing going between them in the past.
You want to see it.
My God, he still wants to look down your shirt all the time, right? Right? I mean, the character.
Can I just say it? Because I'm that good.
You are.
Oh, fantastic.
Can we say that?
I do like it when he shows up, on your doorstep unexpectedly. I really love that.
It's fun. He's done it a few times this season. It's been a great season. I think they really got to explore more of their relationship. It got nice and complicated and... Uh-huh. I love it. I love where it's going.
And now the actor that also plays another one of your love interests, he's terrific too. I forgot what his name is.
Robert Sean Leonard.
And then of course you got Hugh Laurie, who is House. And here's a real dumb guy non-actor question for you: how cool is it to hear him go in and out? And how often does he go in and out of the American accent? I mean,
he never uses his English accent at work.
Oh, wow. So he's in character the whole time, as far as the dialect.
He's not in character, but he just doesn't switch his accent around. It's too confusing.
Now, you've been around actors. Is that, have you seen that type of thing before? Or is this a first for you?
Well, it's like I said, he's not in character. He's still himself. He's just speaking with an American accent. And so, as Americans, you don't notice an American accent. It's just the way everybody's talking. It's more when you see him at a party or an event or something on the weekends, and he's speaking with an English accent that you notice.
Does it ever make you jealous that where you think, well, I will do like, what's her name, like Bridget Jones, like Renee Zellweger, and I will get the Cockney accent, and I will make a movie, and I will show to them that I can speak just as good. You don't think that, do you?
I don't get jealous.
Oh, I do.
I'll let them know that you're jealous.
Okay. We're very petty on this show.
I'm jealous that my friend Mike is monopolizing a conversation with me. Frankly.
I'll shut up. You go ahead and talk to the good lady.
You know me. I'll just tell the good lady how I watch the show like 1 inch away from the screen.
It's great. I'm glad you love it.
Are we going to see more of you in, how do I put this delicately? Will we see more of you? You know what I mean?
Is there physically?
Yes, I gotta say it. I'm sorry.
Less clothes?
Yeah, yeah, you know, just more of that kind of wonderful content that we all like so much on the show.
I haven't the faintest idea. They don't tell us anything, and I think that's because the writers really don't know. They're kind of exploring as they go out of the actors to get attached to any one idea.
Mm-hmm. And how long do you see yourself, going with this? I mean, are you loving every minute of it?
Are you kidding? Mm-hmm. I love it. I've been in this business for a long time, and it's so much fun to be on a show that's this successful.
How come you were not? Excuse me, Lisa. I'm sorry. Yeah. Why? How come you were not one of the Fox people that they threw on American Idol last night? I'd much rather see you there than big dorky Brad.
I was invited, but I'm on hiatus. I'm on vacation. I ran from LA as soon as I could.
Oh, you took time. All right.
I went to a different episode. I went to the charity episode, and I brought my friend's daughter, who is 8, and we had a great time.
That's a fringe benefit. It's a pretty nice fringe benefit of being able to go to that.
Yeah, it really is. And in fact, Sanjaya came to visit. He had been voted off the week before, and he came to visit, and she was in love with Sanjaya. And at some point, there was a break. We were in this waiting area, and Sanjaya was standing right there, and she wanted his autograph. And I was too embarrassed to ask. I don't know how to ask for autographs. It's something that I do. And one of the guys on the press line who usually interviews us saw my problem and said, just give her to me. And he got the autograph.
Oh, good. Well, you succeeded. That's the important part.
Lisa, I think you mentioned it with the lead-in of American Idol. It is incredibly important to the success of your show, but you guys have now become your own entity where I like it when they rerun the episodes on nights it's not supposed to be on, and I was upset that it wasn't on last week for that stupid Steven Spielberg show. What do you think the odds are? Because you know certainly more than we do about TV. Fox has got a great show in your show. It's a hit show. They could put that on another night, and you could line them up. You have American Idol on one night. You have House on the next night. Do you guys ever think about your time slot?
Well, of course we do. But as far as I know, they're keeping us paired up with American Idol. They really like the pairing. I know that for the first half of the season, it's always paired up with a new show because American Idol doesn't start till January. So we'll be led in by a brand new show for the first 6 or 8 episodes, and then American Idol will start. We also have won the night of the Super Bowl.
Oh. Yeah, that's a big...
Where they're going to show our show after the Super Bowl, which will be an off night. It won't be a normal night for Fox, for House, but it'll be a great night for us to be on.
Oh, that's fantastic.
There's a lot of people that love the show, love the writing on the show, love the fact that it's not dumbed down for, for BM eaters like us.
Mm-hmm.
Love the fact that it's got all of the technical stuff that I like on other shows like CSI, but I really enjoy the interplay between all the characters, and you're fantastic. I would eat the crumbs out of your bed.
I'll let you know when I have some.
All right, Lisa, you're fantastic, and good luck with the show.
Thank you so much.
She's hot as balls. Thanks for being on, honey.
And bye.
I mean, ma'am.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Yeah.
Lisa Edelstein.
Yeah. I like her. I like her.
Love
a lot.
Her. She's probably good in bed.
Oh, yeah.
She's real good in
very
bed.
Very unique looking. Very, very, very exotic and very sexy.
Normally, I got to tell you, I don't go for that look.
Mm-hmm. I understand. I know.
Normally, I'm like I'm a Kelly Pickler type.
Oh, you're killing me.
I like him a little more all-American looking.
I did get a little ramped up for her, didn't I? I was,
yeah.
Yes, that's my look.
I
like
know
that look.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like that look.
Tell me, friend.
I really do.
It's her, and it's kind of that chick on CSI New York.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's also kind of that.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, my Kurt Kenegnes or whatever her name is. Yeah, I know you're talking about.
I know you.
Sure.
We know you.
Sure.
Always. Would have loved to have her in studio, but you can't have everything, baby.
Sure, boy.
She's on hiatus, and I really fought with all of my marrow just not to say, so what are you doing right now? I was really going to ask you, what are you doing right now? Because that's when it scares them, So you in your kitchen?
What are you wearing?
Stop it, Mike. Stop. Please. Behave yourself.
She's another one, though, that we've had on from one of those TV shows that seems to be not so full of themselves.
Yeah, they're all down to it. You know what they are? What we've had a tremendous amount of on this show this year are what we call journeyman actors. I mean, people that have been in the business working actors for years and years, but God, they don't know from one day to the next. I think that keeps them humble.
Yep. Well, I think it's good that she mentioned the fact, hey, they got a hell of a lead in American Idol because at least here on our station in Washington, don't we thank our God or Buddha, whatever you pray to, every day that Bill O'Reilly is on before us?
Yes. We would be nothing without that leader.
I mean, sometimes you just got to suck it up and say the truth.
Yeah.
The Bill O'Reilly radio show
is
the American Idol of radio. It is simply an engine that will not be stopped.
Absolutely. And we are just very thankful that, when Bill goes on hiatus, that they let our show on in and around the Super Bowl.
And here is what is so frustrating. Here's a little behind-the-scenes glimpse at radio.
Good.
Our company, CBS, the president, Dan Mason, was here a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's hear it for Dan and his Prince Valiant haircut.
Yay!
good guy. We had a meeting with him. He's a good guy, big fan of the show, blah, blah, blah. He's making all of these incredible changes around the country. Mm-hmm. He's fixing all the things that they effed up.
Right.
Like today in New York, the talk station, the free FM,
mm-hmm.
he blew it up real good.
Real good.
He blew it up. It's just going to be Opie and Anthony, and then guys playing a box of records.
Wonderful. As it should be.
He fixed the station in Chicago, the talk station in Chicago, the station in San Francisco that was getting no ratings. He said, you don't have to be free FM, and I'm canceling that station. The station in Baltimore, he said, you don't have to be free FM. And he dicked with the lineup.
Uh-huh.
You know the only station that's left that's still calling itself Free FM?
There's only one?
The one that we're on. Well, there's a couple left.
Uh-huh.
But also, we're still running Bill O'Reilly in the middle of the day.
Yeah. We are.
I mean, really, if you are looking to fix the most obvious flaws that you have in the product you're delivering.
So you're saying you want our lead-in to be eliminated?
Yeah, Mike, I think we would do better. Our show would do better. Our listeners will do. I almost sound like in Tommy Boy. It's a muffler. You could ask me.
It's 100% guaranteed.
Yeah. Well, I could take a crap in a box and mark it 100% guaranteed. No, we would. Everyone would benefit if they played a record before our show.
Yeah.
I still in this day and age cannot imagine that anyone's going to go, oh, you know what's a really good lineup? How about Opie and Anthony, then Bill O'Reilly, then Don and Mike. Yeah.
Perfect.
There's like 10 hours in a row that I can listen to the radio because that's consistent programming.
And how long have we been dealing with this wonderful lead-in? It's been a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah. It is like that gigantic piece of cement that Anthony Soprano put around his neck. Except, again, just like that, it's not enough to drown the station.
Not enough rope. Right.
Not enough. It's just enough to keep the station until Michael Hughes comes running out and pulls Bill O'Reilly out of the pool. Of course, I'm speaking in metaphors here, but who gives a frig?
It would be similar to House having a lead-in of that police show with LaToya Jackson that I like so bad.
Armed and Dangerous.
Armed and Dangerous. Thank you for remembering.
Armed and Dangerous.
Armed and Dangerous right before House on Fox.
So, yeah, memo from the Don and Mike show to CBS Radio.
Uh-huh.
Dear guys, how are you? We are fine.
We are fine as wine.
We have noticed that you are changing many free FM stations and blowing up the formats. Please get rid of Bill O'Reilly. The only reason that Bill O'Reilly is currently being heard in the midday position on the station in Washington, still known as Free FM, is because he had a deal with the guy who used to be the president of the company.
Used to be.
Who got fired because he did such a crappy job. So why are you still running Bill O'Reilly? I mean, it seems that...
How about we can't condense the memo? Can we condense the memo?
Yes, please.
All right. Dear Suits, we're waiting.
I'll right. go with that.
Yeah, like, yeah why
they know.
I mean,
I'll
I think that'll
that.
Be cool.
You know. Hello there. Don and Mike. What's up? Hello.
Radio gods.
Yeah, we are. Hello.
What's up, my buddies?
Hi there, my buddy.
Oh, Don, I wanted to thank you for sharing your little mouth-breathing brother with us this morning. That was very, very enjoyable.
Hey, nobody talks about my brother like that. Screw
I'm
you.
I'm sorry. Mike, I have a question.
Bye!
Don't get to ask me a question after you insult my buddy's brother. That ain't the way that works, you know? Because, you know, when you work with a guy as long as I work with Don, even though I ain't Ken, it's kind of like being Ken, so knock that crap off.
Ken, folks.
Ken.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello, speak to us.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Oh, and incidentally, this is a good time to remind myself I will not be saying anything bad to the callers today.
Hello.
I'm going to discipline myself.
Hi there.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, you know, in my opinion, if you guys need to fix anything, it's that piece of crap show that's on right after yours.
Hold on. I've got to beg to differ. The show that's on after us on Free FM here in D.C. is awful, but it's nothing like Bill O'Reilly, which is like nails on a chalkboard, and at least the piece of S show that's on after us is something that you could remotely say is lifestyle oriented.
Even Liddy was quirky and had enough weird moments where he could even pass because he was enough of a personality. The O'Reilly thing, it has its place on the whatever television network he's on, if he's on the Fox network, and on maybe a business station.
An AM station.
You know, an AM station, but it doesn't fit the format. That's the whole point.
He belongs on the same station that Imus used to be on.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
At least here in D.C., the station that doesn't show up in the ratings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I should know we're on tons of those stations around the country.
We are indeed.
So anyway.
Indeed.
So anyway, have we answered your question or solved your problem?
Well, no.
Thank you for the call.
Glad we could help.
Bye!
Thanks for calling the Don and Mike helpline.
You know, it's funny, and I hear people say things about that show that comes on after us. I have only one word for that show. Well, one half of that show.
What is that, Mike?
Intoxicating.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. M'lady is intoxicating. Hello, Michelle.
Oh, nose job. not that she's had one.
Oh, no. I see. It's just a thought.
Needs one. Thought I was looking at Jack Bauer's father.
James Cromwell.
Did you check out that big freaking Carl Malden nose on the end of the face of Babe in the City?
Yeah.
The guy on 24 Monday Night?
When we talked about it the other day, I was saying it reminded me of a clown face. Like a Halloween mask. His face was a Halloween mask.
Almost like, what's the clown from the Stephen King book?
Pennywise. Yeah, he had that almost a Halloween mask quality to his face.
His nose looks like a sailfish. He got the same shape.
Oh, you know, and while we're on the subject, since you brought it up, because I don't want to retread what we were talking about the other day, but we were having this discussion, and I would welcome your input on it, because we were speculating as to, I was saying there's every chance in the world that, Grandpa's not dead.
Oh, I agree 100%.
Thank you.
They never showed him being killed on that tower.
He was right next to the raft that was next to the oil rig. Mm.
And
Rob insists that he's dead.
He's dead.
Well, no, he's not.
Well, yes, he is.
No, he's not.
There was no evidence to prove that he would be dead. I mean, and he was shot in the shoulder.
Right. Jack Bauer left him just laying there.
They had to hustle to get off the oil rig.
Just like with Devane. Uh-huh. Devane wasn't dead.
Right.
But Devane wasn't shot.
No, Devane was only driving his car off a cliff and drove into a lake.
But all the windows were rolled up.
He has gills.
You guys just don't get it.
Remember, he has gills.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. One last call. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Very well, my friend.
I actually wanted to comment on the lineup. I listen in York, Pennsylvania, and you guys come on ESPN Radio. And I just wanted to say, I thought that was a good mix with all the sports. It's a nice break.
We've always mixed well on sports radio.
We're on a lot of sports stations. That's a good call. Thank you, my friend.
No problem.
The whole Bill O'Reilly thing. I mean, let's speak frankly about it.
All right.
He had a deal with Joel Hollander, who was the president of this company, mm-hmm. and part of his deal was that he would be cleared on this radio station in Washington, D.C.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He's been on this station for about 2 years, and he cannot suck enough ass. The station doesn't get a one share when he's on.
Right, exactly.
The only reason he's on is because it's vanity, because mm-hmm. they could go out in his selling materials and say, look, he's on a big free FM station.
Right.
And why are you still calling it free FM?
Come on!
And how come nobody remembers when I said, when you did this asinine move a year and a half ago, mm-hmm. that you are throwing away a lifetime of call letters that people have come to know and expect for a stupid idea that's just like an F you to Howard Stern.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The whole thing calling it free FM because you don't pay for it because it's not satellite radio.
It's where it came from.
Really?
Exactly. People have such a short memory, they don't realize that's really where it all came from.
Right? Joel Hollander, really, I swear to God, had half a brain. Really, that guy, in the year that he had the job running CBS Radio, he made more bad moves than George Bush has made during the entire Iraq war.
Yeah, and we were sitting here for all of them. And we had a great relationship with him, though. Oh, I'm sorry. We didn't have a bad relationship with him. We had no relationship with him.
Right. Never saw the guy.
Right.
Literally never saw the guy.
Never did. Screw him. He had plenty of time to be off jerking off other disc jockeys, driving around, going to appearances, being Mr. Big Shot.
Right.
This jerk would, go to the Consumer Electronics Show
and
get up on stage with Les Moonves, the real president of CBS.
Because
he wanted to be a swinging dick.
Oh, sure. Wanted to be the man.
Guy wanted to get his picture in all the trade magazines. Hey, I'm Joel Hollander.
Right.
Hey, I'm the guy that came up with Free FM.
Woohoo! How's that working out?
How'd that work out for you?
God.
Thanks. Thanks for leaving us O'Reilly.
Mm-hmm.
Hollander.
Note to suits. We're waiting.
Okay, got a break. Be right back, friends.
This is the Don and Mike Show.